Hi everyone, welcome back again to this session about project management concepts around scheduling, tracking. In this section, we are going to cover more about how AI can help in project scheduling and tracking. With that, use of ERP to manage your work better, how you can do that, you know, that is what we are going to look at. So when we talk about AI and evolution of AI, what it has done, you know, with respect to that, we are going to look at different topics in terms of evaluation of how evolution of project scheduling system has happened, how advanced planning and scheduling systems are helping us do our work better. Artificial intelligence, we all know it's a buzzword now, how it is helping us to move ahead. Okay, how AI-based forecasting and planning can be done, predictive planning can be done. Okay, so and the challenges and limitations of all this, that is what we are going to cover today. So when we talk about all the systems around project management, you know, traditionally, people used to do project management or scheduling, tracking using traditional methods wherein the data used to be entered and then manually we used to check all the data. Wherein a Gantt chart or CPM, critical path method or PERT diagrams were studied by the project managers and the analysis reports were prepared, dashboards were prepared. These all were static plan, you know. So they lacked the precision which was required. So multiple problems used to arise, you know, or people used to struggle because a lot of uncertainties and conditions or different factors used to affect project. So now the challenges which they faced, you know, multiple interdependent activities was one of the, I would say, example, you know. So one activity has, you know, effect on many other activities. Like I can give you a simple example. Let's say you are building a mobile phone, and in the mobile phone, the chip which is being used of a specific quality, if development of that chip is delayed, automatically all the models which are going to use that chip gets affected. So interdependency, okay, or the Gorilla Glass. Let's say you want to give Gorilla Glass or use Gorilla Glass in your mobile phones when you are developing a mobile phone. If the quality of that Gorilla Glass is not appropriate and the development is delayed for that, automatically all your further development will be affected. Right? Okay. So all these issues used to come in a traditional way of working. Sharing resources across project was very, very difficult. Tracking the time, you know, the resource was shared among three, then how the tracking will happen? Manually doing in Excel sheet was very, very difficult. Geographically dispersed teams and rapidly changing requirements. Nowadays, somebody comes and tells you, no, for this work, you know, I will require at least 5 years. You will be shocked. 5 years? No. I'm not ready to wait for 5 years. That's a mental challenge which you're facing. You know, people are not ready to wait for the outputs or outcomes to be delivered to them. They want to see quick changes. That is how the audience is now, or the customers or stakeholders now. They need to see some changes quickly. And that is why, you know, you have to transform, or you, that is where the transformation is happening. With the help of AI. AI is not there to replace you, but people who don't know AI will surely get replaced. Please remember this. Okay, so you need to understand what AI can do for you, and then you will be able to handle everything very nicely. So ERP based solutions, you know, which help you do what kind of work they will allow you to do. I would say that they integrate everything. Okay, they integrate. You did not know if the resource was shared among three projects. You never used to come to know how much effort to put in my project, other project, or how it is handled. when the resource will be available on my project. With ERP, creating a simple resource calendar will solve everything. Any changes in the calendar automatically will reflect in your schedule. That was the most important thing which ERP brought into the projects. What do you mean by ERP? It is called Enterprise Resource Planning. All the resources within the enterprise could be planned and utilized in a better way, be it a finance or procurement or HR. Any module you take or any group or department you take, all the data is readily available to you through ERP. And it gives you wide visibility onto the project dashboards. Okay. So what is AI-enabled scheduling? How it is different than ERP systems? Now, ERP gives you realistic picture. It gives you data. But to again analyze the data, manual work is involved. And this is where AI comes into picture. AI helps you do all the analytics, predictive analysis and forecasting. So to put it in a simple word, okay, right? ERP is your body and AI is your brain. ERP is your body and AI is your brain. Okay, optimization of resource allocation, learning from historical data is what AI does. So what AI will do? So your ERP has all the data. Let's say you know that it's a known fact that, you know, there is resource crunch or labor resource crunch during month of May. Now, if this learning has been recorded, AI will read it and schedule your project accordingly so that your project or schedule is optimized to use available resources carefully. Okay, so impact analysis can be done very quickly. It can read data faster. It can analyze the data faster. This is the job. But you need to know what to provide. See, any system, please remember, I have been talking about Excel also, PPT also, Word also, or any software system you take, they are all dumb unless and until a human resource tells them what to do. Excel will not add a formula to do addition. Or AI will not give you data unless until you tell that AI or the software what output you want. I want to add this 100 values. If you tell Excel, then it will tell you the results. If you tell AI that read this data and give me the output in terms of how was the resource utilization in month of May, it will do that job. So all systems are dumb unless a human intervention is there. Please understand this. Okay. So impact scheduling or real-time updates, collaborations, these all things, you know, can be done using AI. It elevates into strategic enterprise management function. Okay. It's very, very, effective way of utilizing the available resources and planning and scheduling. Okay. So manual scheduling, how it has evolved over having AI, you know, is good, but how it has evolved over a period of time, let's quickly look at that. So initially people used to do manual scheduling. It's like, you know, writing on your, you know, if you remember, when we were small, we used to write our timetable, you know, on our compass boxes, so that we can quickly refer it, right? So that was manual scheduling, okay? Paper-based, everything was paper-based most of the times. Then came computer-based scheduling. So we started using MS Project, Primavera, tools like MS Project, Primavera, which can give us, you know, visual impressions about, you know, how, what our project is, what direction our project is going. Okay, automated calculations and detailed planning was possible, right? milestones creation, you know, resource utilization. Everything was computer-based. With integrated ERP to this kind of softwares, what happened is you were able to link your schedule to identify the impact at an overall high level. If any of the resource which is associated with your project changes something, related to that changes something, automatically your plans will get updated. So you get real-time data. Because see, the problem with Microsoft Project or Primavera was that they were standalone software. They did not have real-time data. What was the problem? No real-time data. Project manager used to enter manually the details into the software and then he used to create a snapshot. But here ERB automatically pushes the data into your system. So real picture was visible to you immediately. Okay? That was the difference between the ERP based data and the computer based applications. Okay? AI scheduling. What happened with AI? I told you historical data reading was possible. It was able to predict risk and delays. Optimizing schedule dynamically. Shift in approach in terms of determining planning to intelligence. So what happened here is we were able to analyze the data, standalone data. Then we were to visible data. Visible data was available. Then we were able to integrate the data with ERP system. Now with AI, we are analyzing the data altogether. Okay. So the flow, if you look at it, very, very smooth. So shift in approach from deterministic planning to intelligent and adaptive planning. Intelligent and adaptive. Adapting according to the change in the environment, in the factors, in the resources, triple consider anywhere. From manual to real-time updates was possible. You can set up AI to read the data from ERP, push it into your schedule, run what-if analysis. So many things you can do. Okay, so realistic picture is available to you within seconds, which is called agentic AI nowadays. You can create different kinds of agents to pull the data, do the task for you. Okay, very simple. So impact, greater integration, automation and intelligence. Scheduling becomes more strategic driver for the project success. ERP-based scheduling system, enterprise resource planning, as I said, addresses planning gaps by embedding project scheduling within the unified organization data environment. As I said, it covers everything, finance, HR, procurement, operations. Everybody is involved in, or everybody has a existence in ERP. Instead of isolated effect, here automatic or real-time data is available. Okay, so if you want to know, for my project, I have ordered some product. What stage of purchase or procurement it is, if I want to check, the data is available. I don't have to call the person and check. The data is available. As I said, the chip which I'm using in my mobile phone, I'm procuring from some other third party. I need to check the status of that purchase order. I need to just go and check in the system. I don't have to call three different people to check the status of my purchase request, which I have raised. Simple. Okay. So it ensures that the timelines are, you know, streamlined. There are no theoretical estimates, they are actual, based on the data, hard data, which is available. Benefits of ERP system, as I said, realistic and executable schedule linked to resource availability and cost constraints. Real-time data gives you real-time resource availability, utilization, and estimates. Centralized planning and standardized process. Using ERP ensures that, you know, all the projects who need to procure something will have standardized process of raising a purchase order to the purchase team. Everybody knows what needs to be done. Okay, if I need to know what is my cost, I need to just go to the finance module, identify my cost center and get the report. Very simple. Okay, otherwise what we need to do, send a mail to person, he will take his own good time to open a mail, then look at our requirement, he will say no, this data will be available after 10 days. That was manual process, but with ERP the data is available to you on a click of a second. Okay, consistent data across the organization, that is what I mean here. So all the organization people will see the same data. In terms of, I want to see what is the status of purchase, I'll be able to see my purchase request. Other team will be able to see similarly the different status which the procurement team has. Becomes streamlined, or you know, I would say grounded process. Okay. Key features of ERP: integrated project cost and resource planning, scope time cost being tracked very rigorously and without any issues. Real-time data synchronization. Enterprise-wide visibility. So if your project is a part of a program, okay, what do you mean by program? There are projects. Let's say you are developing a EV automobile. Okay, so four-wheeler with the EV capabilities. Now this is a part of a bigger program, okay, wherein you will have automotives divided into three segments. A program which is for EV, other is for diesel vehicle, other is for petrol vehicles. This is a part of other portfolio of automobiles for your organization. So automotive portfolio consists of three programs. One is EV, other is petrol, and another is diesel. Within EV, you have executive or, you know, deluxe variant, economy variant, right? So depending on how your project is structured, automatically the reporting and structure can be detailed in ERP. So visibility is very, very clear, okay, for senior management as well as the project manager. Okay, standard workflows, controls, compliances, auditability becomes very, very easy. Impact, change in schedule can automatically update cost forecast. So real-time data is available. Single source of truth reduces inconsistencies and improves coordination. So here, widely used across construction, manufacture. These ERPs are mainly used in a bigger organization where, you know, control, as I said, automotive industry, you know, control is more important in terms of projects, how they are delivering, are they delivering value or not? Okay, public infrastructure projects. So ERP based systems, you know, if I have to give you an example of ERP softwares, the very well known software is called SAP project systems. You know, SAP organization provides project system. It's one of the modules which allows you to do all the integration with respect to project management, planning, financial planning, control. Everything is possible through the SAP ERP system. SAP is a ERP system and it has different modules. Like it has, you know, finance module, cost module, you know, purchase module, HR module. So in that itself, there is a PS, project systems, which allow you to do all the projects related configuration or dashboards within SAP. So ERP based scheduling system, Oracle has Primavera plus Oracle ERP, which supports large scale infrastructures. Microsoft Dynamics 365, it's a cloud-based ERP, which is used mainly for mid-sized organizations. Oracle NetSuite, which is flexible ERP solution, you know, which is for growing businesses, the startups, I would say. Advanced planning and scheduling systems. Now, what do you mean by advanced planning scheduling system? So advanced planning scheduling system represents further evolution in capabilities by simultaneously considering resource capacities, task priorities, operational constraints. This allows you to take action quickly. Or, unlike CPM method, CPM is manual method of checking, critical path method. CPM stands for critical path method. It identifies only the longest path, but in CPM, it uses mathematical algorithms to generate feasible schedules. Okay, so here you look at only critical path. Here it will identify what is the issue and give you suggestion what needs to be done, or what if analysis can be done very easily using advanced planning and scheduling systems. Okay, API system enables organizations to create optimized schedules, very, very optimized schedules, and balance competing demands within the limited resources which are available. They can support analysis, allowing project managers to evaluate the impact and changes and delays quickly. And it plays crucial roles in environments where resource conflicts can happen or interdependencies are more. The complexity of your project is more. Then advanced planning and scheduling system will be more useful. If your project is just of 1 month, requires less resources, you know what to deliver, then APS is not for you. Advanced planning system is not for you. If the complexity increases, then use APS. So APS system supports resource constraint scheduling, what if scenario, I told you this, what if scenarios, multi-project coordination, schedule optimization, and it is valuable in environments where high resource interdependencies can be identified. So you are using different resources, like in a project, you are developing a financial module for or financial software for any customer, wherein you require inputs from finance team within your organization. You also require expert from the technology, so that data security can be maintained because it is a financial software. You need to also get input from resources team in terms of skills, because the data security demand is more, skills also matter, who can develop this more sufficient or robust system. So all this can be taken into consideration when we are looking at APS. Okay, so artificial intelligence in project scheduling. I have been talking about AI. AI is brain. ERP is your body. So integration of AI, shifts from schedule, which is rule based, to data driven and adaptive way of working. Adaptive according to the needs of the customer. Here in machine learning algorithms, they mine the historical data, identify the constraints, identify the learnings, and give you accurate data so that your scheduling becomes more effective. Okay, this is machine learning. So predictive analysis forecast schedule, forecast schedule risk, delays, they can identify data for available environment, publicly available environment, I mean to say, or the data which is shared with them through different interactions by the users. All this will be used by the AI. Optimization algorithms improve the resource allocation. So in this, let me just introduce a small concept of NLP. What do you mean by NLP? Natural language processing. Okay, natural language processing, what does it mean? Okay, if you have known about Google, when you want to search something, you type something in a Google. Google is a very famous, tool, which is being, I would say, Google Hamari Mata Hai, is like, wording we used to use, wherein everything was Google based. So we used to interact with Google in terms of giving the keywords to Google to find something. Now, in a Google search bar, you see an icon of a mic. Most of you must have seen this. What does that mic indicate? Mic indicates that you can tell Google. You can tell Google, talk. You can talk. It was not possible earlier. Google is able to understand what you are trying to say. Or the much bigger, better example is Alexa. Few of you must be having Alexa at your home. If you tell Alexa what needs to be done, she will respond back saying, yeah, this is... No, I tell Alexa, search this song and play for me. She is able to understand that. Right? If you tell Gemini, search this song and play for me, they are able to understand what I am trying to say. This is natural language processing. It allows us to automate a lot of things. Interpretation. Machine is able to understand what you are trying to say. That is NLP. Please understand, people. Okay. So this technique collaboratively enhance the scheduling, you know, and make it more intelligent and responsive. So machine learning, predictive analysis, optimized algorithms, and NLP, natural language processing. Okay. It is for automated reporting. They are able to read. They are able to guide you with a lot of things. Okay. So AI-based forecasting uses historical and real-time data, predict future project outcomes. This system identify early warning signals and then they communicate with you. They tell you what actions you can take, suggestions. If you know, tell something to ChatGPT, it will tell you the solution. With that, a small suggestion comes in the bottom, you know, if you have used it, that what can I do further for you? Can I do option one? Can I do option two? Can I do option three? Predictive and adaptive way of working. Okay. So it allows project manager to take, you know, predictive, adaptive actions, you know, or resolve the problems very quickly. So AI-based forecasting and predictive scheduling, you know, analyzes historical project data, predicts schedule delays, resource shortages, cost overruns, and risk hotspots. Basically, high level risk which can impact your project to a greater extent. Okay. AI supports projects monitoring continuously by creating different agents which are available in AI, tracking performance, metrics, automated alerts, notification can be set up. This continuous monitoring capability strengthens the control mechanism. So you have the hold, you know, every day morning, you know, typically in a manual tracking, project manager used to spend 2 hours looking at the schedule, identifying the problem. Now here, project manager, when he or she walks in, he can set up early at night an agent which will go and check all the schedule and identify problems for today. So simple. So your work is done in 10 minutes. Okay. So this is what you can do. And the decision making, as I have been talking about decision making. Okay. Decision making becomes easy, fact based. Okay. Benefits of AI enabled and ERP based scheduling. As I said, coverage of ERP, APS and AI delivers measurably improved schedule accuracy and resource utilization. It enables proactive risk management, scalability, and improved coordination across projects and departments. The major benefits: schedule accuracy, fast decision making, better utilization. I just now gave you example of fast decision making. Click of session, 10 minutes your work is done, which used to require 2 hours. Enhanced risk management, scalability for larger projects. Okay. So challenges. Transitioning to this system is complex, I would say. Initial cost is high and there are many other challenges also. Why this is challenging, you know? Because this is a specialized skill. Not everybody can use ChatGPT. Okay. If you have a person or a senior citizen who is handling the finance module for quite some time, okay, senior person who is into his 50s, due for requirement, if you ask them to use ChatGPT or AI-driven tools, he will be reluctant. There will be resistance which you will face. So in this time, you need to take into consideration a lot of aspects around the AI and ERP because the learning curve is very high for this. Okay, ERP is very complex, and that is why learning curve is very high. So transitioning to this is very complex. Change management, is a critical success factor in all this because everything is linked in this ERP and AI. Okay, any changes can lead to automatic cascading changes to other project schedules. Issues such as algorithm transparencies, ethical implications, ethical factors, is it correct? What commands I give to the ChatGPT kind of AI tools? Also, are they ethically correct? Am I using it unethically to identify how to hack into the system? No. That is not ethical. How do I do that? That is also one of the factors, challenge which is being faced currently now, current scenarios. Okay, organization must address these challenges through effective governance, best practices which are available, and change management. Okay, introducing AI is also a change for the organization. Please understand, it is an organization level change. So in this session, just before we close out, what we covered, we understood that how AI-enabled and ERP-based scheduling helps us. Please remember, ERP is your body, AI is your brain. It analyzes a lot of things. And modern ERP systems provide a centralized enterprise-wide planning framework, which allows you to do functions, all different functions altogether very easily. And it helps us to do a lot of things. So starting from when we started this session, we started with project, understanding project scenarios, how scheduling, tracking can help us do our job better. So here, before we end, let's summarize quickly what we have learned. Project for project, tracking, scheduling through the project life cycle, that is initiation, planning, monitoring, controlling, closing, is very, very important. Each of this phase has its own challenges. Each of this step requires a lot of planning and effort. There are different tools which are available in the market, like planning tools like Jira, which is used for methodologies like Agile and Scrum, Trello, or heavy systems like Microsoft Project or Primavera, which can help you do complex tracking as well. But it depends on the project scale, size, what you need to adapt, what level of planning is required. All these factors you need to take into consideration and then decide what needs to do. So integrating everything using artificial intelligence, or am I using artificial intelligence or ERP, what is the level or complexity of my project, that will define it. Okay, based on the project requirement, stakeholder requirement, you can optimize, integrate the systems as required. I hope you have understood these concepts very clearly. So thank you very much for your attention, and bye for today.